If you're around the same age as me, you remember the time when Pro Era had a ton of hype. In 2012, they dropped some of the most unforgettable mixtapes, such as Joey Badass's 1999, Capital Steez's American Corruption, and Peep, The Apocalypse. Not The Apocalypse, The Apocalypse, which was their first and only project as a group. Pro Era is short for the Progressive Era, and later on in this video, I'm gonna explain the irony behind that alone. But just to jog your memory for those who forgot or didn't know in the first place, Pro Era is a hip-hop collective group from Brooklyn, New York. The group consisted of rappers and producers such as, bear with me as I read this long list, Joey Badass, Capital Steez, CJ Fly, Kirk Knight, Nick Caution, Diamond Lewis, Aaron Rose, Desi Hines, Dirty Sanchez, Rockamouth, J.A.B., and Jack the Rhymer. Oh, let's not forget Tina Apex and the producers Chuck Strangers and Powers Pleasant. The group was formed in 2011 by Capital Steez, rest in peace by the way, and Powers Pleasant, but Joey Badass and CJ Fly were some of the founding members. However, Pro Era, unlike their name, didn't really progress much after their rise to fame. The group immediately started to decrease in popularity after having their breakout years in 2012 and 2013. So that begs the question, what happened to the Progressive Era? If you guys are new here, I go by the name of Luista, aka The Canvas Man. Make sure you guys drop a like and hit subscribe if you guys like these videos. And make sure you guys DM me on Instagram if you guys need a canvas like this one. I can do any picture or image you send me, and I reply to everyone extremely fast, so stop waiting. Get yourself a canvas. Let's get into the video. In order to understand why Pro Era fell off, we have to first understand what made them so popular in the first place. Many people, as well as myself, discovered Pro Era through the biggest star, Joey Badass. He was really the face of the group. He dropped his debut mixtape, 1999, when he was only 17 years old, and this is what really put them all on the map. This was the first project to drop from the collective in 2012, and saying that it took off would just be an understatement, honestly. This album had so many classic songs, bruh. This mixtape is packed with boom bap instrumentals and production credits from producers like Freddie Joaquin, Madlib, J Dilla, MF Doom, Lord Finesse, and more. All of these instrumentals really suited Joey Badass's style as well. It was like these beats were literally made for him. One thing that people really liked about Joey Badass and the Progressive Era in general was the fact that they represented quote-unquote real hip-hop at the time. They were kind of the face of bringing back the old-school hip-hop feel, particularly from New York as well. Their beats mostly consisted of a boom-bap vibe. They were all pretty lyrical too, in a sense that they were actually rapping, if you know what I mean. Especially since there was a lot of mediocre stuff going around at the time. However, it wasn't just Joey Badass making these waves. His fellow team member Capital Steez was also really going in with a similar and more refined style. In all honesty, I feel like Capital Steez was a better artist than Joey Badass, just being that he had more to talk about. His topics would range from the government corruption, drug wars, his own drug abuse, street life, and a lot more. This coupled with all types of multi-syllabs, dope similes, metaphors, and punchlines, this made him stand out from everyone in the group who were mostly average at rapping compared to him. He had some of the coldest lines too, such as "Start spitting fire cause my motherfucking lungs are scorched," "King Arthur when he swung his sword," or "King Arthur, I ain't even use a pen in like a month or four." Jeez, these guys had lyrics for days, and again, 90% of these beats were just absolute gas. After 1999 dropped, it was pretty much up from there. They were doing world tours, and Joey Badass was getting featured on all types of songs by big name artists such as Mac Miller, ASAP Rocky, Ab Soul, Static Selecta, and more. People learned about Pro Era mostly through the likes of Joey Badass, since he spent most of his time with them, and these guys also low-key had some swag. Like, honestly, they had a cool style. And although it's a small factor, I think the group really stood out from the way they portrayed themselves publicly. A lot of them were skaters, stoners, and they knew how to dress well, something a 15-year-old kid like me at the time thought was cool. I wanted to be like them, rolling with a squad of dope lyricists and producers, skating through the streets of NY and making waves through the hip-hop genre. It sounded dope as hell, to be honest. The only problem was I didn't really have any friends that could rap well, and I myself was pretty trash at rapping too, but man, we could get to that in another video, alright? But notice how I only really mentioned Joey Badass and Capital Steez so far, something that we're gonna get into later in this video, but everyone in this group could spit some bars. A great example of this is from the song called Suspect off the mixtape 1999, where damn near every artist on Pro Era made an appearance and spit straight bars over a smooth, vibey boom bap instrumental. This was actually produced by Chuck Strangers, a member of Pro Era. Even Tina Apex made an appearance on here. She had one of my favorite verses, but sadly, she never really dropped music after this. But yeah, we'll get to that in a bit. Basically, they were just a group of dope musical musical creators who had style, and they brought back some nostalgia from the good old days when rap was actually about having talent, so to speak. At the time, their only competitors were like Tyler, the Creator's Crew, Odd Future, but they were just so different in all types of ways that no one really compared them much. So how does a group fall off after having a ton of hype going for them, packed with dope lyricists and producers such as Joey Badass and Capital Steez? Well, there's actually quite a few reasons why. First and foremost, the group seemed to have peaked in popularity after their breakout year in 2012. The group dropped some of their best projects. As I mentioned earlier, 1999, Capital Steez's American Corruption, and Peep, The Apocalypse by Pro Era. These are easily some of the best projects to drop by the collective as a whole, till this day. And it also made them more established in the hip-hop scene. After this year, the music they released decreased massively in quality. This is a huge reason why Pro Era struggled to stay relevant as a collective. They just never delivered the expectation that was set through Joey Badass's 1999 project. Again, the song Suspect is a great example that showed how much potential they had as a collective. Every verse on the song was pretty much dope, and it made you want to look up each artist's catalog and give them a listen. But when you went to do so, there was just very little to offer, and most artists weren't as established as Joey Badass or Capital Steez. As I mentioned earlier, I really liked Tina's verse, but when I went to look her up, there was just literally nothing to her name. And still, till this day, many of the artists just never established themselves really. And speaking of their roster, this was also a huge problem for them. The fact I'm only mentioning Joey Badass and Capital Steez says a lot. Artists like CJ Fly and Kirk Knight were pretty cool, but they weren't like amazing. There's still like 7 to 8 members in the group that I haven't really even mentioned. The problem is just that they were too big. And when you have a group that is too big, I mean, unless you're the freaking Wu-Tang Clan, a lot of members are not going to be able to shine like the rising stars are. We saw this happen with Odd Future as well. When I say Odd Future, you probably think of artists like Tyler, the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, and Frank Ocean, but everyone else is just kind of like there. However, I think Odd Future did a really good job at making themselves more established by doing so many things outside of music, such as vlogs, TV shows, festivals, and also having a dope merch line that fans really like. Joey Badass and Capital Steez were the best ones, so that's where all the focus was brought to. They had music videos, mixtapes, interviews, etc. Everyone else was, once again, just there. Another reason why Pro Era fell off, in my opinion, was actually because of Capital Steez. We have to mention the unfortunate moment when he passed away on Christmas Eve, December 23rd, 2012. Capital Steez committed suicide by jumping off a Manhattan building, supposedly. Now, remember, Capital Steez was an essential part of the group. Not only did he pretty much create the entire group, but Joey Badass said that Capital Steez was like an older brother to him. Joey Badass spoke with Hip Hop DX and said, quote, "I was a leader my whole life, but when I met Capital Steez, he was the first person I ever followed. What I seen in him was an older me. He was the only person I ever met where I felt like, alright, following behind this guy won't get me into anything bad. You understand? They say all leaders make the best followers or great followers and everything like that." In many other interviews, Joey revealed how Capital Steez pushed him to do better, and after he died, it's clear that Joey was missing that someone in his creative process, because Joey's best work arguably came from working with Capital Steez. Not only did Steez's death affect Joey, it affected Pro Era because Steez helped him guide their moves as a unit. I hate using this transition, but speaking of Joey Badass's creative process, let's talk about how his music progressed after the mixtape 1999. After Steez's death, Joey Badass released 3 projects: Summer Nights, Before the Money, and All American Badass. I'm gonna keep it real brief on these reviews right now. I'm not like a Fantano when it comes to reviewing albums, so this is just a little waste of review. But I will say this: Summer Nights was dope. It wasn't 1999 or anywhere near it, but it did have a few tracks I still go back to. Joey Badass definitely changed up his sound a bit here, going for a more raspier and aggressive tone, and also going a little deeper when it came to lyrics in songs such as Long Live Steelo. I think it's clear that Joey was still rapping really well, but it just wasn't what we heard on 1999. Before the Money was Joey's best project as a whole, in my opinion. He had better topics such as Paper Trails, Like Me, Black Beatles, as well as some bangers such as Christ Conscious and Big Dusty. The production on there was just ridiculous, with producer credits such as DJ Premier, Freddie Joaquin, Hit-Boy, J Dilla, The Roots, Static Selecta, and more. All legendary producers. All American Badass was a really good project as well, but it definitely was a switch up for Joey's music in 2017. This album was just different, man. Yeah, sure, it was conceptual and it really came from the heart, but the lead single off this album, Devastated, was just Joey's best effort at creating a mainstream single, and I mean, it worked. He sold 51,000 units his first week of dropping the album, and Joey Badass is an independent artist, so I mean, that's pretty good. This is probably his best project project to date, and it really showed a more mature side of Joey than we had seen all of the previous projects. But once again, I gotta bring it up, man. You know, it just wasn't 1999 Joey. I mean, obviously, though, he's more evolved and he grew and he's been through so much in the rap game, losing people, losing Capital Steez and all. Like, you know, obviously he's a changed man, and that's gonna reflect through his music. And now it's the year 2022, and believe it or not, Joey Badass still hasn't released anything since his last album, All American Badass. He just dropped another song, and I gotta admit, man, that shit kinda came and went. People were comparing it to Middle Child. The song was just screaming, "I need a hit," really bad. I really didn't like it, and honestly, this song does not make me excited for Joey Badass's music whatsoever. I don't wanna make this seem like I'm hating on Joey, but he's not the type of rapper who can take a 5-year hiatus like Kendrick Lamar. Honestly, there's not many rappers who can actually do that. Kendrick Lamar is just a different breed. If you're gonna take a 5-year hiatus in rap, you gotta be a Kendrick Lamar kind of rapper, you know what I'm saying? I believe he could have delivered a few mixtapes or EPs to keep feeding his fans in the midst of creating an album. He's always dropping loosies and snippets through various videos and live streams, but never actually drops them. But nonetheless, people still want Joey Badass music. His fans are constantly nagging him to drop every tweet and post he makes. Recently, he's been dabbling in acting for this new Netflix series, which I honestly forgot what it's called. But bro, I'm just seriously not interested. I'm just not. Bro, I like Joey Badass's music, not his acting. And that's Joey Badass, though. What happened to everyone else? Well, I'm not 100% sure on this, but this Reddit user by the name of BK_resident17 says that Diamond Lewis and Tina eventually left Pro Era. Nick Caution and Kurt Knight are actually still pretty active. They both bring about 300,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, which is just wild to me. The last thing Pro Era's YouTube channel posted about was Nick Caution's mixtape that I absolutely heard nothing about until making this video. Desi Hynes gets about 40,000 monthly listeners, and he just dropped a mixtape called Jesus Piece in January 22, so it shows that he's still pretty active. Chuck Strangers is on the same boat. He gets around 40,000 monthly listeners, and he recently dropped singles and an album. But man, I'm telling y'all right now, like, I'm super heavy in the hip-hop niche on every single social media app. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and I'm telling y'all right now, I haven't seen one single person ever mention any of these albums other than Joey Badass. In summary, Pro Era had a lot of potential, but unfortunately, they never really reached the levels that we expected them to. It doesn't really seem like any of them are super motivated to take over the hip-hop scene, and I honestly don't even think they're close as they used to be. Their buzz has completely died down. Besides Joey Badass, I think they all moved on to doing other things. Or at least, I mean, I hope, because they gotta make money come in from somewhere, right? Let me know you guys' thoughts on Pro Era, though. When was the last time you guys heard about Pro Era? Have you ever checked out any of their new music? What do you guys think the future holds for them? Has Joey Badass falling off? I think that's way too many questions for you guys to answer, so just let me know what you guys think in the comments. Make sure you guys hit like and subscribe. It's your boy Lil Ace, and I'll catch you in the next video. Peace.